Stay tuned.
Save me but you. Strange what desire will make foolish people do. But I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. But I
Hey everyone, you're listening to Venus Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. It is Thursday. What's the date? Tegan, what's the date today?
It's the 28th.
It's January 28th, 2021. And Tegan and I are here, and today is another covers episode. We're playing all covers today. It's going to be an exciting day. I'll tell you the covers that you just heard. That last song was Blue Flower by Mazzy Star, which is a slap happy cover. Tegan, did you know that was a cover?
I did not know.
I didn't know that until, like, I think maybe last year. And I was like, I don't know, I was really surprised. I never knew that that was one. And before that was Credit in the Straight World, which is also a song that I didn't know was a cover. I knew it was a cover, but again, not until maybe a few years ago, like for the first 10 years I was listening to that song, I was just like, yeah, it's the whole song. And then I found out it was actually a Young Marble Giants cover. And before that was Voices Carry by Sky Ferreira.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. I think that was maybe the theme for this first set. I also didn't know that was a cover, but it's because I had never
Voices
heard.
Voices Carry?
Yeah, I'd never heard the original song. So the original song is by the band Till Tuesday. I mean, I knew it had like a kind of maybe throwback feel, but Sky Ferreira does that a lot, so I wasn't sure. And then the first song I obviously knew was a cover. It was Wicked Games by Lydia Ainsworth. A classic.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's 12:17, so we've just started the show for you. Yeah, stay tuned. We're going to keep playing more. Tegan, do you have any favorite covers of all time?
Favorite covers of all time? Ooh, okay. I might have to think about this more as we do the show.
That's fair.
We're about to listen to a whole bunch, so maybe we'll see. Actually, you know what? I think there's a Casey Musia cover, and I totally forget what song it is. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know she did a...
Dear Prudence. It was Dear Prudence, yeah.
Yeah, she did a few. I think she did... Wait, no, she didn't do Yesterday. Yeah, it was Dear Prudence. We'll play that.
Yeah,
we'll play that
and... Yeah, we should definitely play that. I'm not a huge fan of the Beatles, yeah. Actually.
I remember you saying that the last time we did a covers episode.
Okay, yeah. I've probably said that every single time.
I know.
I don't know, but...
Well, but I remember...
I really like that cover, though. What? I think I like more Beatles covers than I actually like their songs, which is about... Chantal Kreviazuk also did a cover of a Beatles song that I like.
Oh, which one?
Ooh, I don't remember.
Let
me look this up.
Talking as if I know any like Beatles songs. I know like two Beatles songs.
Yeah. I also don't listen to, they're not in my heavy rotation, you know.
Yeah, me neither. No, I remember last year you saying we were debating between two songs to play, and one of them was a Beatles cover, and you said we shouldn't play the Beatles cover because too much radio airtime is already monopolized by the Beatles.
You know what? It's true, but I honestly don't know if I can say that with certainty anymore, because I don't know how often the Beatles are played on the radio. I'm sure they're played a lot on, like, you know, like Sirius FM or whatever. What, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure there's some like classic rock stations that like play a lot of Beatles, but
absolutely. They don't need our help, I guess, is what you were saying.
Yeah, it was in my life. Mm.
Oh, true. I remember that one. Cool.
There's a music video for it, apparently, and it looks like it's Disneyland. I don't know. This is a fan. It's a fan music video. I lied.
That's so weird.
It's a really bizarre fan music video.
Interesting.
With pictures of, like, the Disney princesses at Disneyland, like, the actors dressed up as, like, Snow White and stuff. It's actually just the one picture and just the lyrics on the bottom of the screen. Okay, well, let's move on from this.
Cool. Well, we have like a few options for the next songs. I could play a Beatles cover. Kaja Bonet has a cover of Yesterday, which is really nice. I could also play more Hole. Hole did a lot of covers.
Yeah.
Courtney Love did a lot of covers in her time, which is one of the many reasons why she's so cool once again. But do you have any specific mood you're in, Tegan?
No, I mean, when it comes to Beatles covers, I'm always in one mood, which is like a take it or leave it.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
That was said with like semi-affection. I don't, it's not like I hate them, but I'm good with either one. I think I will feel the same either way.
Okay.
And I would like either one.
Cool. So let's listen to both. So we'll listen to this cover of Yesterday by Kaja Bonet. And then after that, we're going to listen to, do you want to hear He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss or Season of the Witch?
Season of the Witch.
Then, okay, so we're going to listen to Season of the Witch by Hole after that. And then we'll just keep going. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. I'll check in with you guys in a little bit. Oh.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man.
Pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch.
I think I can love her.
Hey everyone, you are still listening to Venus Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and broadcasting worldwide from CKUT.ca. It's now 12:37 and Tegan and I are playing covers for you today, just a whole bunch of covers. And the last songs that you heard were Dear Prudence, originally a Beatles song covered by Casey Makiha, who was the front person of the band O Bijou before they broke up. I'm still sad they broke up. And before that was Crimson and Clover by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Wait, who did that song originally? Crimson and Clover.
Pardon?
Who did Crimson and Clover initially? It was like Tommy something. How am I forgetting this?
Tommy James.
Tommy James, yeah. There we go.
Shondells.
Yeah, Tommy James and the Shondells. And that was a Joan Jett and the Blackhearts version. And before that was Season of the Witch by Hole, which I think is from... the original song is by Donovan. I'm pretty sure that version is from MTV Unplugged, I think. I forget. And, yeah. Do you have any thoughts about the songs that we just played?
I thought they were all good. I thought they were all covers.
I actually do like, I think I like the Casey Makiha version of Dear Prudence better than the original.
Yeah, it's really good. I feel like O Bijou, which is the band she was in, iconic Canadian indie band that she was in, always had like that really good lullaby vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And that song works really well. Like that.
That song is off of a compilation, like the cover Dear Prudence is on a compilation called Sing Me to Sleep, which I think is really nice. It's just like...
Oh, yeah. I wonder what else was on that compilation. I don't actually know.
I honestly don't know either. I think I had a copy of it like a long time ago. Not a physical copy, a digital copy. But it was, I think, just like very sleepy music. Like I kind of was interested in it because I was like, oh, this will be music that will help me fall asleep. Which I don't think it did, but similar vibes. It was called Sing Me to Sleep Indie Lullabies. That's very... What year was that? This is very 2010. I'm really into it. Let me see who else was on it. I actually... Oh, Stars was on it.
Of course. Of course they were. Who else?
I don't know if I'm super familiar with a lot of the other artists on it. Laura Gibson, the Abbasi Brothers, mm-hmm. Paper Cuts, Say Hi, Dala, Telekinesis.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I do recognize all these bands, but have not listened to some in a while, like, realistically.
Yeah. I like that one, though. It's good. We have some... So I've still got like a bunch of stuff here. The genres are kind of all over the place, mm-hmm. But that's okay because the theme is covers, and so they're all gonna sound all over the place. I think we should play. Have you ever heard Have you heard Arca's version of Hips Don't Lie?
No. Oh my god, that sounds amazing though.
It's really weird. I'm gonna play you that, and then maybe play some more upbeat stuff, and then we're gonna probably delve back into some rock and roll, some like analog instrument sounds later, because again I have a lot of Hole covers and a Fiona Apple song as well.
Fiona Apple cover are you gonna play?
Angel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I really do like that cover.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it? I can't remember if that was one of the songs we debated about last year or not.
No, I think we played Across the Universe.
Oh, right. I think I prefer... I like both, honestly. But I really like Angel. It's the Jimi Hendrix cover.
Yeah. I also wanted to play The Hole of the Moon because Kai requested that.
Oh, sweet.
Kai, CKUT's financial coordinator slash friend of Venus, requested this Fiona Apple song, so I want to play that one.
Sweet. Cool. We're going to play all of these, because now that we've talked about them, we're just going to play them. But first up, I'm going to play Hips Don't Lie by Arca, because it's just crazy. And then I think after that, I'm going to play, did I show you that that cover of Under the Bridge by Bermuda?
No.
I haven't shown it to you?
Mm-mm.
It's like, you can find it on SoundCloud. The artist name is Bermuda, but this is the only track they have uploaded. And it's called Under the Bridge, and then in parentheses, Only Pretty People Can Hear This Song. And it's like a 2000s pop version of Under the Bridge.
Nice.
So let me know what you think after you hear it.
Cool.
But we'll start with Hips Don't Lie. You're listening to Venus Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's 12:43. Tegan and I are here until 2. So keep it locked to the station, and we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Yeah. waking up, 100 miles an hour, going nowhere. 359 had 7 shots. Uber driver just kicked us out. Sun is up, but we won't stop. 100 miles an hour, going nowhere. On the road now, put my phone up. I just met these girls, these my hoes now. Not gonna slow now, on the road now. Molly dancing with me, we on the floor now. We so high now, it about 5 now. At this point I'm happy I ain't had to drive now. Having fun now, tipping ones out. It's getting late, freaky side about to come out. Couldn't be lit if you remember it in the morning. When you looking like this, know you're gonna get into something. 105 on a Rolex watch. 2 a.m. got the plug unlocked. Don't wait up, we staying up. 100 miles an hour, going nowhere. 359 had 7 shots. Uber driver just kicked us out. Sun is up, but we won't stop. 100 miles an hour, going nowhere. Tell me who's is in the bed right now. Tell me how did I get here right now. Wait until my best friend find out. We wasn't talking about the uses. I'm on here looking like the lotto, yeah. Feeling like a fucking model, yeah. I ain't worried about tomorrow, yeah. Drinking straight out of the bottle. Couldn't be lit if you remember it in the morning. When you looking like this, know you're gonna get into something. 105 on a Rolex watch. 2 a.m. got the plug unlocked. Don't wait up, we staying up. 100 miles an hour, going nowhere. 359 had 7 shots. Uber driver just kicked us out. Sun is up, but we won't stop. 100 miles an hour, going nowhere.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we come, my baby. We might have took the wrong way. We knew we would get there someday. They said, I bet we'll never make it. But just look at what's going on. We're still together. Still going strong. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss. Good night. Ain't nothing better. We beat the odds together. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we could be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at what's going on. Still together, still going strong, and you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one.
Good times. These are let's all do it again. Boys will be boys, better let them have their toys. Girls will be girls, cute ponytails and curls. Must put an end to this stress and strife. I think I want to live the sporting life. Good times, these are the good times.
More than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask, and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips, and if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hi everyone, you're still listening to Venus Radio on CKUT, that's 90.3 FM in Montreal, and broadcasting worldwide from CKUT.ca. I'm here with Ian. Hey, Ian.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much.
Have you been listening?
Yes.
So, I'll tell you the songs, we'll talk about the songs that we just played. So, that last song that you heard was Good Times by Lydia Ainsworth. I'm going to be embarrassing and say I actually don't know who sings that original song. Like, I know it's a cover because I know the song, but I actually don't know whose song it is. Do you?
No, I don't. I've never heard that song before, or the cover.
Let's see. It's a song by Chic.
Very cool.
Yeah. And before that was You're Still the One by OK Kaya. I love that cover. It's so nice. Before that was 105 by Kim Petras, which I guess is like a loose cover. Like, the lyrics are not the same.
I think song reworks count.
Yeah.
As long as you have like the same melody.
Yeah.
I would say that would count. it's still a cover.
Yeah. It's a same melody, same structure. I like that one too. It's funny that it's like a party song and it's like 99 Love Balloons. Before that was Under the Bridge by Bermuda, which I can't tell if that's like an actual band or if it's just like a weird version that someone made just for the hell of it, but I really do love that version. I think it's hilarious. And before that was Hips Don't Lie by Arca, which again, not sure if it counts as like a remix or a cover or somewhere in between, but it is an interpretation. It's an Arca interpretation of Hips Don't Lie by Shakira, so
yeah.
I like that one a lot too. Yeah. So, did you think about my question more? And I feel like I should, earlier I asked you, do you have any favorite covers? And I feel like that was maybe not the question to ask. Do you have any covers that you like that you think are better than the original?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I think it's not fair to compare covers to their original counterparts because, I don't know, like the idea is that people rework something and make it like their own, mm-hmm. and you know, different time, like, yeah, I don't know, like some songs, you know, there are some songs that have like 5 different covers by like many different artists, and it kind of spans a lot of different like sounds and, you know, I don't know, song energies and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I think they're all cool and they all kind of are like, you know, rooted in their own context, which is nice.
So you, that's
them,
just,
you know?
Like a very neutral answer.
Is it?
It is. Yeah, that's a very, very neutral answer. I mean, it's not like
I think you can have personal. Yeah, you're right. You can have personal favorites totally. But I'm a fan of like appreciating different versions. Like, right. For example, the Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. I love the Aretha Franklin.